This is Joshua Garcia interviewing Mr. Corbin Cherry through telephone call at 4 p.m. on March 23rd, 2018 about his experiences fostering special needs adults during Hurricane Harvey. So, how are you today? Can you tell me
I'm doing pretty well, man. Doing pretty well. Just kind of relaxing now. It's Friday. Pretty happy about that, so.
It's been a good week?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good week. I got back from vacation, so.
Okay.
It's just getting everything organized here.
Nice. And
yes,
so,
sir.
So, what do you do for a living? And, like, how did you get involved with that?
Let's see, my mother was a special needs teacher, so she worked in school districts for years, and I started working 21, and
wait, can you repeat,
so I started...
Can you repeat that?
I'm sorry.
I got to, like, your mom was a, like, you cut out for a second.
Oh, no worries.
So, you said that your mom was a special needs teacher, and you started doing what?
I started doing, like, volunteer work, with Special Olympics and stuff like and ended up, kind of seeing the other side of things and wanting to get into foster care for special needs adults.
Okay.
And, I thought my wife and I, or my girlfriend at the time, really, we could make a difference.
Right.
And, so we've been in it now for... See, we've been fostering 6 years.
Okay.
So it's been quite a journey through my 20s. I'm 29 now.
All right.
So it's been pretty awesome. It's had its ups and downs, obviously, but it's really a really awesome field.
That's fantastic. And yeah, the main reason that I'm interviewing you today is because, like, we're going over the situation with Hurricane Harvey and seeing how various people from various walks of life were affected by it in their occupation, social life, or whatever.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
Could you tell me about how maybe, like, your job and was affected by the hurricane?
So my job I'm basically a caregiver for special needs adults at a adult rehabilitation center, which is funded through the state, and I have various job duties there. Kind of an all around. I'm more of like a teacher and caregiver. So we do a lot. We do a lot out in the community, and. We have job coaching and stuff like that for some of our higher functioning adults. So it's really a great place that I work. Several people that I've worked for, though, other companies were not so great.
Okay.
But this company that I work for now has been fantastic. So
that's great. And
yes,
like,
sir.
So like during the hurricane, did you work? Did you have to, like, how did that work?
Okay, so during the hurricane, I did not have to work. Fortunately, we were able to close our dayhab. It actually got some water damage as well. It's down in Texas City, and
okay.
So it was, you know, obviously about the same as it was around where I live here. So it got quite a bit. It didn't get that bad of damage, and they were able to reopen in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Which was kind of crazy, but I myself we were displaced from our home for foster care,
right.
And that was very, very rough on us for about 5 months.
Okay, so like how was, in what ways was it rough? Just like financially, was it a burden or?
Well, it was difficult. We do rent our home, which is kind of fortunate, but
okay.
We had to live in a camper,
and okay.
we have an adult that is in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, I mean, it was absolutely one of the hardest things I've ever had to do was live in a camper with people that are handicapped.
Right.
And it's very, very, I guess, humbling in a sense. Everything that we had to go through for 3 or 4 days during the storm with those adults as well was very, very hard. And so we were very fortunate enough to get a camper.
Uh-huh.
And live in our driveway for 5 months.
Wow.
Wow. But, you know, up and down the stairs, and it's very, very crowded. We have 4 dogs as well. We're kind of crazy. But we have 4 dogs and two adults that are handicapped. So
right.
It's, you know, something that we never want to live through it again. But
for sure.
Obviously, you know, we've definitely grown as people because of it.
Yeah, I would assume so. That's incredible. I had no idea that was what your, like, situation was at the time. Let's see.
Yeah.
Or go ahead. Or is that it? Is like,
yeah, no worries.
Okay.
Do you need to know more about the actual storm and what happened during?
Well, the thing, the focus is on really whatever you'd like to share. It could be about during, it could be about after, and how it was afterwards, in any way.
Can I tell you just a short story about that night?
Oh, of course. No, I was going to ask you for anecdotes, so you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to just tell you how it all transpired that evening, and how we got our boys out of our house.
Okay, of course.
It was very, very surreal. It feels like a movie.
Right.
So that night we kind of had a little shindig over here. We had a few friends over here. Mm-hmm. We were, having a little hurricane party, and the boys were hanging out with us, and we were having a good time. And then I'd say about 9 o'clock, I put the boys to bed, and then my wife and I and a few of our friends just stayed up for a while. But we started seeing the water start, rising in the streets.
Right.
In which case, my friends left. They got home to their homes, which was very important.
Okay.
Because the water started rising from midnight on until about 3 in the morning. And then about 3 in the morning, I knew that it was going to come in the house. I knew that the front door was just not going to hold it. I tried to actually sandbag the front door.
Okay.
I had some sand left over, and it was just sketchy.
Right,
but
right.
We ended up taking and getting my boys, because the water came in. I mean, it pretty much just rushed in our house by that point.
Wow.
My boys' beds were floating, and so I had to get them off, and I had to get them somewhere. Luckily, I had a neighbor that has a two-story home,
okay,
and I was able to walk them across the street in the pitch black and upstairs to their home and put them to bed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very, very hard to do, especially, I have to carry one of them, and the other guy, I say handicapped, he's 66 years old,
okay.
So it's, obviously it's not easy for him as well.
Right.
But I'm lucky that I have such a good community around me to help me out with this, and it was very, very just extremely tiring on my wife and I. We got our pets and animals out as well, but the next few days we had to stay at about a neighborhood over is where my wife's parents live, and we were able to go over there, but they got a little water damage too, so we were kind of crowding everything, and we had 14 people in this house.
Oh, wow.
And we were trying to just kind of survive it out. We didn't want to get rescued. I feel like there were other people that really needed it.
Of course.
And I felt like my wife and I really could handle the situation.
Okay.
And looking back, though, I probably should have. I just, it just was very, very taxing on us.
Okay.
And but at the same time, we got, I'd say about 8 inches of water, 8 or 9 inches of water.
Wow.
I had to cut my power off, and, it ruined pretty much everything in my house.
And you guys were in Dickinson, Texas?
Yeah, we were in Dickinson. Down here, I don't know if you know the area very well, but right behind Bay Colony and that area, right,
okay.
There's a 646 and 517 area. So this area was very devastated, obviously. I'm sure you saw it on the news.
Yeah.
Dickinson was just completely engulfed in water. So, I don't know what they're going to do to change anything around here, but they've got me back in my house. And that's something that I know a lot of people are not as fortunate to have. So,
okay.
I'm very happy to do that. But we were actually going to be in trouble with the state for foster care, because they have to do home checks and, quality of life checks.
It's like
for
so it was against regulation.
It was against regulation to begin with to live inside of that RV, but we had to do it, and they knew it, and they didn't come down on us till about 5 months after.
Okay.
And then I was able to get back in the house, so everything was okay. But yeah, the whole system itself for foster care and all of that, they have to obviously have a good quality of life, and during the storm, obviously, they knew what was going on,
right.
So they kind of gave us a little break and a little leniency there.
That's interesting to consider, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But so that was pretty much the night. I had to float my boy Anthony over to my wife's parents' house the next day. on like a pool float because there was just no way I could carry him.
Wait, how old was Cody?
I'm sorry.
How old is he?
He's 23.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's a young man. He has hydrocephalus. It's my wife's cousin actually, and we have guardianship over him.
Okay.
So yeah, he's been with us for 5 years. He came from a very rough life, just a troubled side of the family.
Right.
And it's great to have him. I love it. I'm glad we were able to make it through all of that, man. It was very, very hard on them, having to sleep in an RV like that, not on their own beds, not have the resources that I had inside my house.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad you guys made it through it. It sounds like a really hard time.
Yeah, it was really rough, but we're good. We're good now.
That's fantastic. It really is.
Yes, sir.
So, let's see. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you about was because we had to do like some preliminary research that kind of related to what I asked you, but not really. And
okay.
I was reading about like various like from journal articles about like arguments for allocating more funding or like better funding for aiding people with special needs like during these times like in high like risk areas like Florida, for example.
I can tell you now that like they had to. Okay, so they get a certain amount for like Social Security. They get Social Security checks. They have their own bank account set up. Both my boys do.
Okay.
And those funds did stop for a minute. It's probably just because mail couldn't run for myself.
Right.
But also because my business was shut down, that we were affected by that. Also, I mean, most of the banks in the area were. I don't believe that we really had any problems as far as funding goes here, but I have heard of several organizations in the area that had to shut down.
Oh, wow.
And so it's, yeah, it definitely wasn't easy for them. These companies, that they have to basically split up these companies and then push them into other rehabilitation centers, and that's just if they can take that amount of kids
right.
and that amount of adults.
Okay.
So I did hear quite a few complaints, and also just, you know, the whole system itself. I don't want to get going on that because it's
course.
A totally separate issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely has affected some people in this local community. I know that there were several group homes. You ever heard of a group home?
I have not. Could you explain that to me?
Yes, sir. So a group home is basically a place where two to three adults with special needs will live, and they'll have a 24-hour caregiver.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's not like my wife and I are married, so we are foster care, and
right.
we can do that. It's just a little different.
Okay.
But these places, I mean, I have one that is in my company still over in Lamarck that, I mean, they're still in, you know, their house with concrete floors. So I think that those are the main things that those group homes, because they're privately funded through the company.
Mm-hmm.
So if, say, you didn't have flood insurance, these people can either move into like a state facility, which is awful,
okay.
or they can still live in the group home and try to get things done slowly. But the funding there, I haven't seen any kind of money going towards that.
Oh, okay.
And that's something that is very sketchy to me. I just don't know where a lot of this money has gone.
Right.
And so I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
Okay. Interesting things to consider.
Yes, sir.
And, all right, well, I don't really have any more questions for you, but I would like to ask if there's, like, anything that we haven't dealt with that you would like everyone to know in telling your story.
Man, I want people to know that there's a lot of foster care parents out there.
Okay.
There actually are, and there's a lot of special needs kids that say you don't have anything going on in your 20s.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, I know you do. You're going to college, obviously, but you know, I just feel like there's a lot to give back to that community in particular.
Okay.
You don't see them. You don't see special needs kids out and about as much as you should.
Right.
And I feel like we just need to make it more publicly aware that
okay.
we're here and that we need assistance and we need funding and we need the proper care and environment for us to really, for them to thrive. Yes. And I don't want them to be pushed to the back burner. I want them to be at the forefront of everything. And, you know, I want people to be very aware about what they're dealing with and who they are as people. And it's really cool. And I hope that maybe you someday, you know, volunteer in like Special Olympics or something like that and really get to know some of these kids and adults. It's something that I've put my whole life into. And I dropped everything. I was a firefighter in uh-huh. EMT. And I stopped doing that and decided I wanted to do this just early on the fact that I fell in love with it. And so I just want people to know that, you know, it's very possible for you to change your mind. And it's something that is very rewarding. And it'll just make you feel good about what you're doing in life. Okay. So, alrighty, thanks, Josh. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much. That was incredibly moving, and I'm really glad that you responded to my post because that was an incredible story.
Well, I'm really happy. I'm sure there's other incredible stories out there. I'm glad that I was able to help you out, and I'm glad I was able to get my story out there, man.
For sure. Have a good day.
Alrighty, you take care. Alright.
You too, man.
I'll get that paperwork back to you.
Of course. Take your time.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.